of terror. Christ, the first service. There is many comes, they will come over to him. But the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. We must pray for judgment for all the dominion under his feet. Let that enemy to be destroyed is now. For he will put everything under his feet. The Bible says that everything has been put under him. It is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. Daniel said yes, and the Son himself, who became subject to him, who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all. This is God's word. In the name of our King, Jesus Christ, share all subjects in the kingdom of God. In his first letter to Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes a great deal about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is his bodily, physical, fleshly resurrection through God and greater. His game is not a satisfactory game, let alone an excellent game. The Apostle Paul will establish the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as the basis of the reality of his kingship. So the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of the fact Jesus Christ again. Because he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. Many of the Greeks in Corinth did not believe that physical resurrection from the grave was either likely or possible. Many thought of it went against the idol of their human reason. Some people, he said, just do not come back to life. The Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write this great section of his letter, establishing the reality of Jesus' physical resurrection. And the Holy Spirit would work in their hearts and bring them out a faith in that reality. Before the transcription of faith in the reality of Christ's life and resurrection, the Holy Spirit converts faith in the purpose of that resurrection. He was raised to death for our justification. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The living king is more than a satisfactory king. A living king is an excellent king. Because when the battle is over, he's still standing. He's still standing to reign over all the enemies he has defeated. This morning, we apply that word of the words of that is really the king. Christ the king. Christ the king is risen. First of all, he is the first fruits resurrection of Jesus Christ in the flesh from his living grave is infinitely more to our flesh than your physical resurrection from the grave. Christ, the kingdom, is infinitely joined together with us, the citizens of his kingdom. Our kingdom is dead. The kingdom of God has been destroyed. And we are fooling ourselves. But indeed, whom Christ has been raised from the dead. And is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. It's not the one who uses a picture of the harvest of crops. The first fruits was the first cutting or the first gathering of the crop that was brought and offered to the Lord in Thanksgiving. If you allow us this week, from the end of our service on Thursday evening, or Wednesday evening, the people would bring that first fruit and offer it to the Lord because it was a sign of things to come. They were saying to the Lord, we know that this is only the first fruit. Of much fruit. This is only the first of the abundance that you give us each and every day in our lives. Our pain is the first fruit of all resurrection. Pain is the guarantee of all resurrection. And it is the reason for all resurrections that are recorded in the Bible. It is the reason for my resurrection of my body that is from the cross and Jesus Christ my God. And that makes a comparison with Adam. My physical temporal death is, we might say, coming from the first fruits of Adam's death. In Adam, all died. Because of that man, the rebellion against God, he is the first fruit, the reason for all deaths. He is the reason for all deaths. And so Christ is that death. He is broken out. So the first fruits of the resurrection also come to a man. And in Adam, all died. So in Christ, all will be made alive. Christ's resurrection guarantees me of the abundance and the harvest of all humanity and the resurrection from the dead. It is a promise of eternal life and of eternal good, not only in our spirits, but also in our physical bodies. Jesus' resurrection and his search for us is the promise of his resurrection and of our resurrection. And the searching for us. It is the promise that Christ is our living King. And we are living souls. And after death, we are living bodies. Now is the kingdom of grace. Death is the kingdom of glory. Christ's resurrection is the prime cause, the fountainhead, the first fruits of all. Resurrection. And Christ caused the grave to be empty. And at that time, Christ will hand over the kingdom of God to his Father, who gave it to him to rule over and to conquer all of his enemies. And so when Christ has conquered all of his enemies, he has to come. Land over that kingdom to his heavenly Father. But he will not hand the kingdom. Rather, all will be subject to Christ in that kingdom, except God. When the battles are ended and the king is still standing, he stands praying. He stands as he has vanquished all of his enemies, and all their lives. Yeah. power, and through his deity, but never